Right, so I'm in the studio with Kyle Coleman. Kyle Munson here for Access All Areas, and we've got Mum Caroline Coleman in the studio as well. And it's a very special occasion because we have in front of us a very fine looking Beyond the Syntax CD, Caroline. How yep. fantastic is that?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's 2 years of hard work, blood, sweat and toil, lots of patience from Kyle. But, you know, it's been a journey, and we're just delighted with the way it's turned out and the way it sounds and the way it looks. So, you know, a big thank you to all those people that worked so hard on our behalf.
This is a book.
It's a digi.
This is a book slash CD,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah,
a digibook.
A digibook. Yeah, I was. I had this idea that when I came up with the concept of creating an album that represented autism in lots of different ways. So every track on the album sort of is an aspect of how autism sort of manifests for people in their lives. But I wanted to support. Every track that we wrote with an overview. And yeah, Kyle's laughing because he thinks it's all great, don't you, Kyle? And yeah, so I wanted to sort of create this little overview which kind of explained a little bit about what each track meant to me or us when we wrote it, and gives you another little insight into how autism affects people in their daily lives. So we was hoping that, you know, you'd listen to the music, but you could read about every track, and there's all the lyrics are there, and we hope that the lyrics are quite descriptive. I think they are. And then you read this overview about each of those tracks that, you know, helps to educate people or give people an insight or an expression of how autism kind of, you know, affects people in their daily world.
Because the backstory, as it were, is all important, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I first met you both shortly after the release of the first album, which was Therefore I Am.
Yeah.
Is that all cover versions on
just,
the...
It's all of them, all but Just Listen, which is the first track.
Yeah, the opening track on that.
Yeah, so I wrote that with Lucy Skye, and she works for the National Autistic Society. I think she's like the Southwest Regional Officer. I think that's her title. And when I, because we were, they supported us when we developed that. They kind of allowed us to use their logo, and they put it on their NAS website in London and things. So they were very helpful. And Lucy just so happened to be a musician. So I said to her, you know, when I met with her, you don't know anybody that can songwrite with me, because
it just happens.
And she said, well, actually, I write songs. And I was like, well, that was a coincidence. So it just seemed, you know, kismet, if you like, that we, you know, she came along and was part of the project. So we wrote Just Listen, and that was all about the communication difficulties of people like Kyle, who's sort of classified, if you like, as nonverbal. I think Kyle's gone beyond that now, and I think he's you know, he's developing language in lots of different ways because of his music. But at the time, he was nonverbal. I think he's evolved since then because of all the musical kind of outlets that he does. And then the other 9 tracks on the original album, the first one is all Kyle's favourite songs that he liked at the time. So it was all very person-centred. And he was guiding us and saying, you know, I like that one, I like that one. I said, well, we'll learn those then, Kyle, and then we'll record them in the studio, and it'll be the album that you've put together, really, yourself, All But Just Listen, which was a message. I mean, Just Listen was, you know, it was all about we have to go beyond the words and we have to use our intuition and not be judgmental and all that kind of thing about people that just can't communicate in the same way as us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And now that's gone from the first album, Therefore I Am, which was, I mean, hugely successful, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean...
Did it go beyond your wishes or anticipation?
Yeah, I mean, we sell copies all over the world, and I can tell that because... I can't remember who it is now. It's not CD Baby. Emu Bands, I think.
There are so many now.
Yeah, that's right. Who collects the digital download sort of reports for us. We can see that, you know, through Amazon and iTunes, where they've been sold. And, you know, the most obscure places, you know, like sort of, you know, Eastern European countries, and I can't even pronounce their names, some of them, but, you know, those sort of places. And then we have all the English-speaking countries like Australia, Canada, really, really does well in America. You know, in places like Switzerland, Finland, Brazil. Places that you wouldn't actually think that are, you know, it's... He's getting quite popular in Japan. The Japanese seem to be having a fixation on him at the moment. You know, so a lot of downloads are happening in Japan. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's a trickle. It's not, you know, it's not, I don't think it's, you know, it's got to the point where it's, you know, hysteria sort of thing. There's a trickle of downloads, but, you know, there's I'd say probably we average 100 downloads a month.
Well, that's pretty respectable, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, in different parts of the world.
A lot of bands would love that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, and I think, you know, I'm really happy that's not over, you know, and it's not too much exposure for Kyle. It's kind of containable and, you know, and it allows us to then, you know, develop our other projects as well. So it's not all about, you know, people wanting Kyle to do gigs here, there and everywhere, because we've got other projects on as well, even though we do like doing gigs, as long as they're not too far afield.
We've had you here, haven't we, a couple of times here at Hannah's at Sue Hain, which has been fantastic.
That's right, and we have sung here, haven't we, Kyle?
Hope you'll fit us into your schedule again sometime, which would be fantastic.
Well, we'd love to. I was just having that conversation with Steve, and he said definitely he's looking at doing a collaboration of his band that he's with his team, and maybe Kyle and, well, me doing some backing singing, allegedly.
How about that?
Well, haven't heard me yet, have they?
So that's true.
Yeah.
Well, so that's the first album, and during this Kyle Coleman Music Hour show, which is what we're doing now on Access All Eras, people can hear tracks from the Therefore I Am album, as well as tracks from the new album.
Yeah.